of each other. We're exploring reality. And that's what the daily messages have been indicating. So when we're exploring reality, it's everything is up for grabs. In other words, how we experience reality is based on our constructs of belief. In other words, what we stand upon is what we then create in terms of what we allow in. Specifically, what we allow in terms of our experience of life, and particularly what we allow to see in regards to our understanding of self. And it's the understanding of self that we have prior submission. So prior submission means that we have this opportunity now to really explore. So just imagine they're saying, like, you were at a restaurant and you always get the chicken livers, like, whatever. It's just on the menu and that's just always what you get. And you take the menu to be polite, but basically, you know, you're gonna order the chicken livers. So what they're showing us is there's like this new defining grace where we have the ability to search onward, to search beyond. In other words, our personality that we draw upon. So we want to remember that we are not our ego. So we are not this personality that we've been living out of. I know that sounds a little strange, but it's actually true, because we're not the ego. We're the total self, the total reality. So what these energies are affording us is an opportunity to slide. So instead of getting the chicken livers, it's suddenly, you know, there are other things on the menu. Why don't I explore? So as we will receive our true self-revelation, so this is our true essence, our divine self. With this comes the codes of our divine plan. In other words, what we set up from the get-go to receive, to respond to coincide with our true essence is occurring in the now moment of arrival. So, in other words, all is available for our consideration. So they're showing me like Leo the lion and the courage, the cur, the heart. So it's really having a heart for our own self, our true self, our true exploration. They're showing me like space exploration, where we have opportunity to sort of search around, to not have that fixed status quo. So these energies are helping us to really take a leap of faith. So again, all that has been fixed. We've been eating the same foods. We've been seeing life from the same awareness. Is subject to change. And they're showing me like a kaleidoscope. So it's like depending on how you turn it, you see other possibilities. You see other arrivals. So as we will fan those ember, those flames. So again, this is on our higher, on our altar, on our higher heart, we're coming back to true wisdom. So this helps us to see beyond, to see past, to no longer assume that everything is pre-planned. This is my habit. I always sit here in the corner. I always order this. And so when we say order, we're using like a restaurant menu, but our life is really what we order, what we call forth, what we agree to. So everything we experience is pre-ordered, and all is subject to change. So when they're saying subject to change, there is this, how would I say it? It's almost like having like a fast pass or getting on an express bus where you're going to be moved into higher region, higher advancement, higher persuasion. So it's for each of us to have the right to assume a new reality, a new perspective, a new approach, a new signaling. So as we will provide the orchestration of occurrence, in other words, as we say yes, as we delight in recognizing our true essence, our true extension, our true light, our true receptivity. Again, it has nothing to do with what's occurring in the outer realm. It has to do with our own voice, hearing our own voice, responding to our own voice. And this is what's quickening, is instead of working out of this false personality self, it's like we're returning to our own true essence, our own heart, our own, they're saying alibi, but it's like who we are on a soul level that is ready to sort of like have a turn, to take, to like, what would you like to choose? What would you like to explore? What would you like to consider? So allow these energies to twist and turn. So when I'm saying twist and turn, it's like they're going into crevices. They're going into places where there's been just like the most minute movement. So it's like what we have begun, even if it's just a moment's glance, even if it's just a moment's consideration. In other words, we're already prying it open. We don't understand how powerful we are. So the second we have like the tiniest little bit, remember, faith is small as a mustard seed, the tiniest little bit of faith or consideration, or imagine if that's possible, like we just have that single thought, or we have this retrieval of who we were when we were five, when we were already ascended, you know, we had access before we shut down. It's like the second we come alive, the second we come on board, it's like God rushes in. And again, God not being separate from our God essence, our God self. So we want to understand the power that we're working with to change things very, very, very quickly. So they had me say very, 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 very so many times, so we really get that emphasis. We really get that we're moving out of conditioned responses. So this is where things can shift at a moment's notice. And how do I say this? It's like they keep pressing upon us to understand the power of that pivotal movement, that one decision, almost like in the wee hours of the night when we're like betting on ourselves, betting on our true nature, and just going for it. So these, like the smallest of changes, the smallest of advancement, have you huge major signaling and shifts in what we open up to. Because remember, just think of like an angle. And so, oh gosh, at the axis, I don't remember my terminology, but it's just like when you open it just a tiny bit right at that point, and then just imagine those lines going out. So as you shift just like the teeniest, weeniest, a little bit of consideration, you suddenly open up in extenuating value, and that is far reaching. So we want to remember, creation already happened, everything already happened. We're experiencing our past, meaning that everything that is a potentiality has already been drawn. In other words, just imagine like this computer program with the possibilities are already there. It's already drawn, it's already available. It's like an alternate script that's just sitting out there waiting for our opening, waiting for our direction. And so our direction is, as we open up to this new possibility of presence. So they're showing me the King of Wands. So the King of Wands is incredibly, there you are, sweetheart. The King of Wands is very well equipped. It's very strong and can make significant change. So we want to allow that readdress of kindness. The kindness is kindness of self. The kindness is, it doesn't matter how many millions of times we have chosen false. In the next moment of arrival, we can choose our truth. So they're showing me the patience card because we want to have abundant patience with self, because all of us are being pried open. What they mean by that is we're awakening. We're awakening to our true relevance. And because, you know, we've been in darkness, you know, it's just like a little kid, you're waking up. You know, they may not bounce out of bed right away, but you have no concern that eventually they'll get up and go, or perhaps it's a grown-up that the alarm went off. And it's like, I'm not getting up, but we know we'll eventually get there. So the more that we can have patience with ourselves, with love's endurance, meaning that the love, we're going to coax ourselves with love, not with punitive damages, not with the lash, because remember, if we respond to the negative, that affects our perception in totality. So all of that negative reinforcement stuff, it's like gone. What we're responding to is love. So that patience of practicality. So in other words, to have abundant patience with self as we go exploring, as we consider the light, as we tune into new consequences. And so the new consequence is we called our true self forth and we're responding. We're responding. We're listening to that echo. So again, because we've been crying out for mercy, what they mean by that is we've made the decision. We're the decision makers. So we're moving into that ascension, and ascension is we're no longer grounded, we're no longer stuck, we're no longer inhibited. But because it's been a long time coming, we want to be self-involved, meaning we want to support ourselves to reach out, to try the new, to try out the new resemblance, the new arrival. So as we will receive our divine appointment or divine essence, in other words, what we came here to erect. Each of us are stepping out in faith. Each of us are surrounded with golden embers. So when I say that, the energies that are, supporting us are really quite pronounced. And that's giving us leverage. That's giving us, they keep showing me like that fire energy. So that's giving us sort of like that action maneuverability, that the fire, the wands that help us to go exploring, to help us take a chance, to help us conceive that all is possible. We don't have to be concerned about what hasn't been done yet. This is very, very important, because some of us are still playing the game of chastising self. If only you had started early, if only whatever. So that's absolutely irrelevant when you're working with the infinity symbolism, because this is where it's like at a moment's notice, we move into our higher advancement. So it's sort of like everything we've done to date gave us the information that now becomes that leverage that we can step upon. So even though it seems like up, down, back, forward, it all was purposeful for what we're now inviting in. So we want to see everything as correct, just like a complete blanket. Everything was correct. Everything brought you to this now moment of investment. So it's giving you the tools, it's giving you the power, it's giving you the emphasis, it's giving you the knowledge. It's giving you the, well, I tried playing it, I can't, and I didn't like that result. So now I'm gonna turn over a new leaf and explore, I can. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive highest occurrence is, remember, all those choices that are waiting for us, they've already been cast, they've already been fulfilled. They're already there waiting for our consideration. And so our consideration, in practical terms, is you're feeling, you're following your light. You're following who you truly are in your divine self. You're following your higher witness, you're tuning into your higher self, and you're going exploring. So going exploring means you haven't considered it before, or it's been many, many moons since you have a true recall. Or perhaps you have like a moment in faith, so it's like showing you the door, but then it sort of fades. So the going exploring is really to give yourself the hall pass, to give yourself, remember the express bus, to give yourself compassion and love and support and admiration and enjoyment for your new forevermore. So your new forevermore is the energies are lifting you up and holding you steady as you sign off, as you declare, as you witness, as you hang on, as you steady your gate. So allow that to take place forevermore. Because as you signal your readiness, as you choose the light, as you choose the love of self, it becomes solid. So remember that angle, or vortex, I'll just call it that. But again, as we open up, just the mustard seed, like the tiniest acceleration of a new declaration. So back to the beginning, you were always choosing the chicken livers, and suddenly, you know, I never even realized this was on the menu. I never even considered that this was a choice. So it may be a physical choice. It may be I'm suddenly not just going to hold my dreams inside. I'm suddenly going to have a voice. I'm suddenly going to choose love of self and drop an old pattern. So again, what we receive in the outer is symbolic, is witnessing of the pre-order selection within. With bravery, with true knowing, with support from our divine essence, sealing our fate on all levels, in offering the advanced proclamation to all considerations. When they're saying this, they mean our other alternate lifetimes. We call them past lives. They're all occurring simultaneously. So just imagine we're going exploring like in 100 different areas, many, many aspects of our multidimensional self are opening up to this light, making new choices as a result with ease. And forevermore. So forevermore is once you open to a new idea, you never can go back. It doesn't matter if you slip and slide. Once you open up to that new consciousness, to that new advantage, it's yours. It never leaves your awareness. And allow those shifts to occur with ease. So it is.